Blog Talk Radio.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
It's impossible to see but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey.
No matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word.
Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. 'Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
All you got to do is hold on.
Good morning, good morning. Wonderful this morning, thank God. Beautiful song this morning, be encouraged. Be encouraged, praise the Lord. Oh, you know, you hear that often. You hear that often, and it seems like it when trouble is all around, you know, you hear that. One thing about it, you can stand on it. Hallelujah. If you look more unto God than you do your trouble. Praise the Lord. You can truly be encouraged if we look more at the source more than the situation. Hallelujah. We can be thankful and we can rejoice. Good morning to you. I want to tell you, just have a little encouraging word for you this morning. Hallelujah. Just want to encourage your heart. Just want to give you some comfort that you can depend upon, that you can lean upon, that you can trust in, that you can take with you, and you can build a firm foundation upon it. Hallelujah. But you must believe. You must believe. Praise the Lord. We thank God this morning for him allowing us to see this day. We thank God this morning for his blessings of new mercy, grace. Hallelujah. Another chance to write a clean sheet of paper. Hallelujah. Your day, your journey with the Lord. Praise the Lord. I pray that I'm getting out and all can hear me. Praise God. Yes, sir. We want to say a quick prayer and we'll jump on in this word. Amen. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your goodness, surely enough. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, how you allowed us to see this day. Thank you, Father God, for all this day that beholds for us. We ask, Father, as we enter into this day, consecrate our minds, our hearts, our spirits, as we sit down and reason in your word, give us comfort. Hallelujah. Give us strength, Father. Give us protection as we go. Hallelujah. From this moment on and journey into a day, Father God, we want to take you with us and be our shield, our buckle, our strength. Hallelujah. We just want to tell you we love you. We thank you for all you've done and all that you're going to do, even for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be encouraged. So befitting the song, be encouraged, I just want to speak with you from John the 14th chapter.
I don't know if you can see me, Rhett, but I just want to thank God for this day. I want to thank God for
the
story, what he put in your heart. You know, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit, man, because God is always orderly. I want to stop by and just tell you, man, just keep us in prayer, you know, that we are always God's will and not our own. Keep us in prayer that the ministry always stay fast and unremovable, even though you got, you know, the things in life that make a stomach you in your everyday walk. But, you know, one constant reminder of us that God will never fail us, you know, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the operation of the Spirit, because God, you know, in this business, Reverend, you got to have the Holy Spirit, you know. You can get so far with the knowledge, you know. A lot of people like hearing knowledge. A lot of people like hearing people hollering and all that, you know. A lot of people, you know, you can go to church and find a church for you, you know what I'm talking about. And they'll fit you, you know what I'm talking about. And I've been taught a long time ago, God is speaking through the minister, and the minister speaks to the people. And it's up for the people to have a receptive spirit. It's not always on the minister to always open up the heart. You know, if you come in expecting something, God can do some great things. But we be in prayer.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Praise God. God bless you.
Keep us in prayer. That we do God's will, not our own, you know. And that's what the ministry is about. God's plan. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. God bless you. Truly. And one thing about it, you know, you hear Rev said, he said, keep us in prayer. Prayer is a tool that God has given. And many, they don't equip themselves with tools that God has given. Oh, hallelujah. But if you look at what God has given you, instead of looking at your situation, but he's given you a communication, an open line of communication that you can talk to him wherever. Wherever you are, you can talk to God. Hallelujah. You can speak with him. Hallelujah. And you can meditate on him. He's made a way. Hallelujah. Where you can have an avenue to God. Jesus did this for us. He was encouraged his disciples over here in John 14. And when he was the speaker here in the first verse, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Right there. But that first part of that first verse, let not your heart be troubled. You know, when things come, the heart, hallelujah, has a tend to worry and to be troubled, but God can keep your heart if you believe in his son. Hallelujah. He can govern the heart. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be kept with full trust. Let your heart be kept in God. Full trust, hallelujah. Full knowing that he is the source. Hallelujah. He is all that we need. There is nothing needed to be added unto him. Only thing that needed to be added is you need to add your faith. Hallelujah. You need to add your belief unto that seed that has been planted down within you. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. If you believe in God, Jesus is saying, if you believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 2 says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And he said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Hallelujah. I wouldn't have told you if it were not so. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way, ye know. You know, he's saying this to his disciples here, and he's encouraging them, reminding him, but do you not realize and understand that God is, God the Father is the creator, and he know what he created, and he know us before we even knew ourselves, hardly even from the beginning. He know who would choose him. He know who would doubt. He know who would believe. He know who would be controversy. He know who it would take for them to believe his sight. He knows it all. Hallelujah. So that's why we need to believe in him and trust in him, because he know things about us that we don't even know of ourselves. They haven't been, unfolded unto us as of yet. He knew his disciples, each and every one. Hallelujah. The word, hallelujah. The word that has been placed down within you. However, others are overwhelmed with sorrow of the present time. Situations can make us be overwhelmed. Hallelujah. That's why it takes a brother or a sister encouraging one another. Let not your heart be in trouble. Be troubled. Hallelujah. Neither let it fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know that the Lord, he is God, and that it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. For it is God the the God, the Father, the originator. Hallelujah. But Jesus came, that he may do a work. And because of just like it is now, evil was so much trying to discredit, but he would come that he may bring in the lost. Hallelujah. And to way make a way back unto the Father. Hallelujah. And connect man back unto the Father. But Jesus being the great mediator to try to connect this thing back. And those that would the Father would allow to come unto him. Hallelujah. Thomas said, you know this story, it's very familiar. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not. Hallelujah. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said, told them that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And I like how he added this. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Well, if you did not know him beforehand, Jesus fixed it right here in this seventh verse. He told him, if ye have had known me, listen, you should have known my Father also. But if you missed it by something, he said, and henceforth, Jesus spoke this, hallelujah, and henceforth you know him and have seen him. Well, if you didn't know it yet, now you know, hallelujah, because I am he. I'm the one that can help you out. I'm here present right there before you. All you have to do is believe in me. And from henceforth, you know, if you didn't know, if you missed all that, you missed knowing the Father, but now that you know me, I am in your presence. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Philip still did not get it. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices. It will satisfy us. Lord, if you just show us the Father. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Asked him a question. Hallelujah. Then Philip asked Jesus the question, Lord, show us the Father and suffice of the world. Then Jesus turned around and said, I'm here in your presence. I've been here with you, you guys. You should have seen what I have done. Hallelujah. You should have known how you've been with me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been here with me, and you have not known me. I've been dwelling with you. Oh, hallelujah. And the presence has been here. Oh, hallelujah. Philip, he that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? You know, how, and if we're not careful, we still get in that mindset, hallelujah, when trouble arise, hallelujah. The God comes in to comfort the heart sometimes even before trouble, hallelujah. Trouble, stress, oh, hallelujah. But God here, if you give him your heart, hallelujah, give him your heart. And what I mean when I say give him your heart, allow him to work with your heart, hallelujah, before evil comes and try to overcome your or try to put things within your mind, doubt, stress, fear, things that will trouble the heart. But God wants to keep you from being overwhelmed with the sorrows even of this present time. Hallelujah. Even as he spoke with his disciples. Hallelujah. He's trying to encourage them. Oh, hallelujah. To believe in me. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Question he was asking them. And he said, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. I did not come to, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, that I may lift myself up, but I came to do the works of my Father, that he would be pleased that the works that I do would show glory, hallelujah, of hallelujah, of the works of the Father being manifest. How he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? The word of you, just believe on the works. Believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Hallelujah. See, we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity, but when we're reborn in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, then we allow, hallelujah, our hearts to be open and a seed to be planted in us to do his will, hallelujah, and to do his way and to keep his commandments. Then we show God that we love him, not with our lips, but with the works that we do, trying to keep the very words of the Father. Hallelujah. And when we do that and move in that, then the Father can work through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Through his Holy Spirit, he works through us. And in that work's sake, people will see, hallelujah, that it's just something different about you now. People will see the peculiarness of you. Hallelujah. That you're just not ordinary anymore. They will see because you show a light in a very dark world, in a very dim place. Hallelujah. Your light is shining. Hallelujah. And those are not of your works, but you're doing the works of the Father, because the flesh does not want the things of, hallelujah, of the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Spirit does. The flesh is weak, but the Spirit is willing. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. So we can't take no credit. Ephesians tells us that we shouldn't boast about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That no man should boast. We should not boast, because it is not us that's doing the work. Because if God leave us to ourselves, we would fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we're yet dirt. Even at our best, we're filthy. That's why we need the Lord, because he is the one that doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. So if you don't want to believe that I'm in the Father in me, hallelujah, or else believe me for the very work's sake. That, remember I told you, it's the work of God that's working within you. Hallelujah. Something, hallelujah, on the inside is allowing, hallelujah, hallelujah, something on the inside is creating a change, even within your heart. When God gives you that clean heart, or that renewed heart, of that forgiven heart, and you know that you have been forgiven, it encourages you, hallelujah, no matter how the storm gets you, you know that you have strength in God, because you're trying to do his will, hallelujah, regardless of the naysayers, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You're trying to do his will. Though they were present back then, the Spirit still dwells around even until this day. Hallelujah. Many, many are trying to discredit just because you're trying to do a good work. Hallelujah. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Jesus told them, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. greater works Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me. See, you have to believe. Believe enough to do what he say. Believe enough to do to keep his commandments. Thou shall not kill. Thou shall not bear false witness. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thou shall not. Oh, hallelujah. Thou shall love the Lord thy God. Just try loving God. How do I know that I love God? When I don't do his will, am I affected? When I sin, am I bothered by it? Hallelujah. When I break a commandment, does it trouble me? Hallelujah. 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 Do I want the things of God? Hallelujah. That's the way I know that I love him. Hallelujah. Though I'm not perfect, but if I have it in my heart to strive to do the best that I can, not making excuse for sin. Hallelujah. But verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Hallelujah. The same works that Jesus done. Hallelujah. Let us know we can do them. We may not go to Calvary cross, but we shall pick up our cross daily and the trials for them. Hallelujah. Carry our cross to show the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going through, Lord, and the thing that you allowed it unto my hand, I want to make you proud because I want to do your will, Lord. Not that I may be lifted up, but that you may, that your glory, the glory of the Father might be seen through even his children, and greater works, hallelujah, than these shall ye do. Why is this? Because he goes to his Father. Well, he leave us to ourselves in a sense, hallelujah, that we may prove that the confession that we made over there in Romans 10, hallelujah, the confession that we made, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, if you don't mind, just for a moment, let's go to that confession that we made over in Romans. Thank you, and we'll come back, hallelujah. Romans 10, hallelujah, praise God. Romans 10 and 9 tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And verse 10 will tell you, the heart man believeth unto righteousness, see? And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Then salvation is the thing that saves you from the very effects of evil. But it starts with that heart, hallelujah. But your mouth has to confess it. And sin, and when you confess that, you sign a contract. you go into a commitment with God. God, I believe, hallelujah, that you raised, hallelujah, Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm confessing it, Lord, that I believe. I believe it in my heart so much that you raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. And I believe on the work that he's doing. Hallelujah. Because it's not work of him, but it's work of the Father. Hallelujah. Which is Jehovah God. God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Well, with the heart, man believeth. Believe it. It starts with that heart. And even that's why your heart be troubled. It starts in the heart. That's why he tries to get pure things come from the heart. For with the heart, men believe it unto righteousness. You believe it unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made. Confession is made unto salvation, unto saving us from the very effects of evil. Salvation. For with the heart, you believe it so in your heart that it causes a change and makes you just want to do God's will. Hallelujah. It makes them, I don't care, even from the weakest to the strongest, there is a desire to do his will. Though you stumble, you continually get up because it starts in the heart. The heart. Oh, I hallelujah. You believe it, so that believe unto righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. Now, it takes us, when we believe unto righteousness, it takes us to a different level then. We go farther than just believe unto righteousness. Hallelujah. Then it makes us want to do right. Hallelujah. It starts us to look at our heart. Then it causes us to cry out for a clean heart. Hallelujah. A clean heart. Hallelujah. Now we go back to John 14. Hallelujah. John 14. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Brother, brother, I say unto you in the verse 12, brother, brother, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. See, I'm planting this within him, but then I have to leave. Hallelujah. See, because I have to leave and let you do that you confess, hallelujah, that you would. I have to go unto my Father, and I have to give you, hallelujah, hallelujah, give you a moment that you may walk. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, hallelujah, because I'm trying to get your heart right, hallelujah, that you can do the will of God, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we're doing the Father's work. Hallelujah. Because the Son allowed it that unto us when he died on Calvary. It made it possible that we could do his will. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Mm-hmm. Ask it in my name. If ye love me, keep my commandments. This is how we know we love God, when we fall short, sin, when we have sin, committed sin, and we fall short. Hallelujah. When our thoughts seem like they betray us, we quickly repent and we pray. We don't want sometimes the things that come into the mind. It troubles the heart, and we get to pray and we ask God to remove that. Hallelujah. That is trying to speak to my heart, because I have a different heart now. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. See, you had a comforter walking with you. But I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to set you up to do greater works. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You had a comforter walking with you. Present. Hallelujah. But I am now going to become omnipresent, where in spirit I can, if you open your heart, I can commune with you. I can sup with you. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. I'm a comforter here. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm going to go unto the Father. He's going to send you another comforter, that ye may abide with you forever. Even, watch this here, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. The world cannot receive the truth, hallelujah, because it's wicked, hallelujah, because it seeth him not. People can't believe unless they see, but I'm giving you a chance to do greater works. I'm giving you a chance to go just a little farther. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Not only is he going to dwell with you, but he's going to be very a part of you. He's going to go, hallelujah, down within you, that you may, hallelujah, be self-sufficient. Hallelujah. That all you have to do is talk to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And allow him to be manifest in you. Hallelujah. Be more of him than more of yourself. He said, I will not, Jesus told him, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Hallelujah. But I'm going to make it so that you can have communication. I'm going to open up this line of communication that always, hallelujah, you can talk to me always. If you can meditate on me, I'm going to do something for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, he told him, and the world see me no more. Because ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. So don't trouble yourself. Jesus told you right here, and he's speaking this, even though he's speaking to his disciples, he's speaking to us right now as well. Hallelujah. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. That should make somebody rejoice. Hallelujah. And be exceedingly glad that no matter what you go through, no matter your trial and your tribulation or your success or you feel like your failure, know that the Father God, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, is within you, hallelujah. If you have confessed and accepted and trying to walk, if you believe, hallelujah, that God raised Jesus from the dead, hallelujah, that very first verse told us, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be stressed. Don't let your heart be overcome, overwhelmed. Hallelujah. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. Believe and accept what I did on a Friday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe and accept what I did at Calvary Cross. Hallelujah. 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 We had two other men there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One believed. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord to remember him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jesus said this day, you're going to be with me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we believe and accept, hallelujah, and in that acceptance, that means we accepted the work. We accepting the will, hallelujah. We accepting the mission, hallelujah. Many say I have a mission, but we are accepting, hallelujah. We're saying, Lord, I want to do your will. I believe what you did. I believe you saved me. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to do your will. Lord, I accept your way. Lord, I want to live like, hallelujah. I want to live in a way, God, that the very works that I do, that I give you, name the glory, because it's not me doing it, hallelujah, but it is the Christ that lives within me doing the work. And Jesus will often tell you, it's not, hallelujah, his works, but it's the works of the Father. God bless you. I pray that something has been said. Hallelujah. We'll go a little bit further tomorrow. God say the same. Praise the Lord. But he will not leave us comfortless. Oh, hallelujah. But one thing I like about it, though he was a comforter with him, he said, I'm going to send you another comforter. So I am your comforter, but I'm going to allow you to do greater works than these. Hallelujah. Because I'm going back to the Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm going to come again. Know that. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming again. God bless you. God keep your ears up. Prayer. We're at the moment. If someone want to push the one button, you can push it and say hello. Hallelujah. Or you can continue to pray and let God have his way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I see you, Brother D. You open. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Glad to hear the word again.
Yeah.
And you know, you said something real, and it just tweaked me when you said it. That's my brother. He said something real, just said it really tweaked my heart when he said that. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter. Mm-hmm. I myself, this just Brother D, I think I would be real jealous. I'd be real angry at my Lord and Savior. You know what I'm saying? If he had stayed on this earth 33 years like he did, comforting those people, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, and left and didn't give me a chance to get with him, I'd be so upset. I didn't get my opportunity to walk with him. Aren't you so glad? You should be.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'll send you a comforter. you didn't need it while he was here, Rip, because I was here with you. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to send you something. Hey, Brad, how would you feel with that, Brad? Just think now. He walked with my forefathers. He was here with them. But then he left and went back home to take his proper seat. And I don't get a chance. I just think I can accept that. And then I look at what he said. I'm so glad that he just makes no mistakes. I'm so glad that he just know all. Thank God for Jesus. If you had known me, you would know my father. Have I not been with you all the time? And yet, you know, I mean, thank you, Jesus. So glad to know that we know. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the word. I pray that he continue to strengthen my brothers, that they will be able to continue to do what they do. I have two that work with me, and I love the tag teaming that my brothers do. I get a chance to hear it from Brother Eric sometime and hear it from Brother Henry. And I tell you, the Lord is blessing you. I pray that the Lord continue to bless you too, that you be able to hold on and keep carrying God's word. God's word, contrary to what man believes, is work, sister and brothers, to do this thing. This thing don't come easy. The Bible says it's come by fasting and praying. That lets you know that you're going to come up against things. Everything, every day ain't going to be howdy for you. But yet you stand the course. And I just thank the Lord that he has strengthened you, and praying that he continue to strengthen you, that you too will be able to continue to do what you love to do in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We've been dealing with the Holy Spirit, man, for a while, man, and we've just been thanking God for how he gave it to us today. And just thank God for how the teachable moment that when he moves, he moves in without any confusion, is always in decent and order. We thank him for the teachable moment, because we believe God knows what's in man heart and woman heart. That's why we just step back and watch the salvation of the Lord. You know, I was told this, and I believe this. I was listening on yesterday and Tuesday with Brother DDM and Sister Marion and Brother Tam. I was just thinking about how people can turn God off and turn on, but we try our best. I know I'm speaking in faith that we all love God. I'm speaking in faith that we can, that we all support each other. You know what I'm talking about? Because this ministry, the Bible says the harvest is plenty.
It's plenty.
But the labors are few. You know, and doing this kingdom building, and I've just been taught, man, just we got to get out there, man, you know, not when we want to, even when we don't want to, you know, and we got to do it, the sacrifice that I know we take.
I say in season and out of season.
Amen, yeah. Yeah, the sacrifice that we do to do this ministry, man. Not just Monday to Friday, but Brother DDM, Brother all them. They're trying to let people see God in a different perspective, you know, and different people speaking, and people stand up and try to do God's will. We never force nothing on nobody, because, you know, they're going to believe what they want to believe in. We try to give what God give, and then let God's will be done, you know. And I used to didn't hear you, but I understand you more. When you say that, we want you to be happy when we come and happy when we leave. I believe that because there are some people on different spiritual levels. There are some people frustrated right now. You know what I'm talking about? Even here right now. But you know, I've learned I learned to be conceited, you know what I mean? I just learned to just step back and let God have his way, you know. I've learned when he does that, only he gets to be edified, you know what I'm talking about? And he be lifted, and I believe he's been doing it ever since we've been trying to do this thing. And I'll say this again, Monday, when you get to do the entree, appetizer, whatever y'all want to put on it. You know, I know what it is. I'm just throwing something out. Then y'all do Tuesday, you know, and I've listened to Brother Tim. He did a beautiful lesson. He talked about the blind young man. I'm a wham, man, how God can use. You know, this is Sister Marion, I mean, last night, you know, all the things, the wonderful things. We talk about the kingdom. Here, Rev, he come on, call in, get on in here, and brother, you know, the ministry is it has to go forth, man.
It has to go forth, even though
we got, you know, you got people come and go, Doc. You know, you can't do nothing but just keep doing it, you know. You know, don't worry about nothing, but just give that unadulterated word, man. Without watering it down and pleading, you know, and stop preaching safe and teaching safe. Preach God's word. He don't need you to. He don't need us to do but one thing: tell it, and then sit down.
That's it. Just tell it and sit down.
That's what the ministry is about. Thank God for the strength, you know. And again, you know me, I got to throw mine in high gear. I got to get on out of here. But I always enjoy myself, man. I think, again, what you said, Brother D, can I steal it one more time?
My mother used to say that all the time when she would get up to sing and everybody come up handing a note, say, well, Ann sing this song. And you have so many requests, my mom said, I want you to be glad to see us come, and then glad to see us leave. My mom used to say that. But, you know, real, before you get out, I want to say this real quick. You know, Tuesday, I open the service up with a verse and a very short sentence.
Y'all ear hustling.
See, that's the thing. You know, a lot of people out here got God, but do you have this God? This God here has never lost. If you got any other God other than this God, you're fighting a losing battle because you lost. But this God has never lost. This God has never been late. God has never made a mistake. Good God Almighty, I just love the Lord. I truly just love the Lord, and I'm dumb enough to believe that He's been so good to me. I'm just dumb enough to believe that He's been so good, and then He keep on being good. Yes, that's why my brother said, just give Him the unadulterated truth. If we could do it and get away with it, we would beat Jesus in everybody. We just can't do it. And there's a reason why you would do it. Because, see, once you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, once you have started doing the work of the Lord, then you realize what Brother Tim means when Brother Tim said, it's the best decision you ever made. My grandfather told me one time, he said, Daddy, thank you for y'all. I said, no, you didn't. I said, if you'd have tried to weed out the ones I didn't need to just give me the ones I need, I'd probably been in the penitentiary or in hell, in graveyard right now, because I was an Alvin Stone. I was sure enough bad. So you couldn't pick out. You had to give them all. And see, that's what we, if we could just browbeat this into everybody. But then Jesus made it plain for us. He helped us out with it. He said, look, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. So all my brothers got to do is keep coming on God's plan. All Brother D going to do, you know, I was asked a question once. He said, Brother D, he said, you've been going a few years now. And he said, how long are you going to do it? I said, for as long as the Lord tell me to. When it's time for me to walk away, the Lord will show me. As long as the Lord give me strength to come on Tuesday, Wednesday, and like Brother Dog said, the advertiser on Monday, In the name of Jesus, I'll be right there.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could browbeat him. I wish I could. Because you know that you know. He so taste and see that the Lord is good. He good.
We have a young man told us that if I could just open up your head, you know, and just pull this in.
Pull it
in. Yeah. If I could just do that. I'm gonna tell you, we are being the instrument, a tool God can do that with, you know, because He got different varieties of teachers and preachers, you know. And I learned the word: you just give what God give you and sit down. So what He gave you, you know, you'd be surprised what you impart, bless that person to have. You know, you'd be very surprised with how receptive they are. They might not. If you've been around long enough, somebody come to you secret like Nicodemus. I know you're a teacher. I know you this. You know, I received what you gave me. You know, and they might say, I needed that. You know, they might not say it publicly because that's between them and God. Well, you better believe me. The conviction of the Holy Spirit gave it to them. You know, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit. Yeah, and that's what Brother was talking about today, that the Holy Spirit is prevalent. We've been trying to deal with that for a while, you know. And if you don't watch it, it sounds like we're redundant with it. But anytime you're lifting up the name of God,
that's okay.
And you repeat stuff, there's nothing wrong with that, you know.
That's okay.
Because we believe what the book says. We really truly believe what the book said. That when the book said there's nothing new under the sun. So is He the same God yesterday and today and forevermore?
Today and forevermore.
I don't care. Hey, way in Chicago, you didn't hear this. Way in Texas, you didn't hear that.
He's still God.
In North Carolina, you hear that.
Like
my brother said, what takes it effect if you come over here and you don't lie to come in your heart? You know what I'm talking about?
That's right. That's right.
You know, that's all that is, you know. Let him come in your heart, you know. Let him come in your heart. And it's good. It's some good rebuke. It's some good reproof. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You can see him for you. You can see him. He'll say, well done.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. My faithful thing. You know he's been around to say that. He's coming. We're coming that day. Some of us don't believe it. He said, but it's going to be some still here, but it won't be because I didn't leave you the Holy Ghost to help you along.
Come on now.
Because I'm not...
Yeah.
I'm not here, but I'm gonna leave it here. I'm gonna leave it.
I left it for you. Not only did I leave it for you, I told y'all I'm gonna do it, bro. I told y'all I'm gonna do it.
Yes, sir.
I told you I wouldn't leave you lonely. I'm gonna send you a comforter. And we know when you get a comforter, it's something that holds you. You know, it makes you feel good. It comforts your soul. He said, I'm gonna send you a comforter. Yeah, and then he said it would bring all things to your remembrance too. I love the fact that my father left no stones unturned.
Mm-hmm.
He just can't step up and say, Lord, I didn't know. Oh no. It's in the book. Them 66 got it somewhere. It's in there.
Well, I say this, brother, that you were there too. I say this when we started this thing, man. We was under a pandemic, you know. We could come out unless you was a central worker, you know. And God is still pushing it, man. You know, somebody still giving the light, you know, and letting it keep running, man. I just thank God for that, man. You know, we thank God for a lot of things, man. But sometimes we don't want to forget what He's really been doing for the church, man. He's making provision for us to keep the love going and the love of His word. His word is love.
That's what he said. He said, "I am the word." He said, "I am love."
Yeah.
He is love.
He's love.
Mm-hmm.
Just gotta keep giving His word.
Does it?
That's it. Just gotta keep giving His word.
Well, I love you, brothers and everything going on there. Right now, I know I got to ease off, but let me tell you something. It's one thing you never can't do nothing about. You can slap me. I'm at that. You can talk about me. I meant that. But you know what? God put something in my heart to know that love has to go sometime with pain. Love has to go somewhere with misunderstood. Love had to go so much is when you really, really, really want to retaliate, but you look at it, what did God do for you? Love is an action. You know what I'm talking about? Prayer lifts to anything. You know what I'm talking about? And then I'm going to leave you with this end, and you can't do nothing about it.
I'm going to say this to you, my brother. Before you get out of here, I'm going to tell you this. My brother, I hear him say it all the time. I go by what the word says. The Bible says it will hide. That's what the Bible said now. He said, hide. He said, what did he do with my sin? He said, he put him in a bag and he hid him in there. He said, love will hide a multitude of faults. So if love would hide it, how can I go around and not love my brother or not love my sister? And I'm saying something else. He never said I wouldn't get angry. I looked over in the book of John. He told me, he said, get angry. He said, for sin, not. The word told me. He said, get angry. I know you're going to get angry. He said, get angry. I'm not going to tell you not to because I know you're going to do it. He said, but sin, not.
Mm-hmm.
See, and when you don't sin, you allow love to kick in its place. All love will hide it. In the name of Jesus. This is why you want to pour it into the head, brother. This is why you want to browbeat him. Because once you come under the salvation of the Lord, you know that there's just no substitute for my Lord and Savior. That's why I asked the question, do you have this God?
Mm-hmm.
Can't just have any God. Do you have this God? Do you have one that can hold you? One that can sustain you? One that will walk with you to the end? One that can reach out when you start to drown and say, come forth. And then tell you, oh, ye of little faith. Come on, my brother.
Hey, I want to keep a job. I highly develop
you. You got to go, yes, sir. Oh, Lord. You know, I told you guys once before, my uncle, he's deceased now. I used to go home, and my uncle, myself, and one of my classmates' husband, we would come over and we started talking. All it took was Jesus wept. Smallest verse in the Bible. All it took was Jesus wept. I am that I am. That's all it would take. And we would take off running. And the reason we take off running is because you love God. When you love God, it is so easy to strike up a discussion about the man. Young man told me one time, he said, Brother D, he said, if you really want to entertain yourself, he said, read the Bible. I said, ooh, how right you are. It is so entertaining. Yeah. And you can do it all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All by yourself. That's why it be so hard. Remember, that's why it be so hard for him to go. No, he got to go to work. It be so hard for him to go. They're telling me he can't get off the phone. He can't go. He find ways that we'll get right back in here. When you love the Lord, you just, you know, he don't have no off switch. All you have is an on switch. You turn them on.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't turn them off. Can't do it.
Amen.
And then you understand the verse. When you see that rip, you understand the verse. He said, I'd rather have you hot or cold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you lukewarm. See, when you turn God off at will and turn him on at will, you're lukewarm. He said, I spit you out of my mouth. You either in or out. So good.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. We have some golden nuggets here we're sitting in, but God bless the Martha sitting in. Not perfect. That little thought says the only difference between Christians and everyone else is forgiveness.
Amen. It's
forgiveness. Yes, sir. I have desired the Lord to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Romans 7:8-13. Hallelujah. Not perfect, but the only difference between a Christian and everyone else is forgiveness. Hallelujah. You've been forgiven. Oh, All we need to know, God, grace, accept is good, peace, experience. God's grace accepted is God's peace experience. When you know that the grace, by grace, through our faith, we're saved and we're saved. Hallelujah. And if we keep that, it'll be eternal for us. Keep that knowing that while we experience his peace, God gives us that peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. For I know that in me that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But I'm glad about it. That's why we cannot boast about it. Hallelujah. We can't boast about ourselves because in our flesh ain't no good thing. That's why we have to be reborn again, and we have to have God's spirit within us. Because we leave us to ourselves. Without him, we are nothing. Without God and his Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that we pray that it rests, rule, and abide within you. Go with you, stand by you. Hallelujah. See, when I'm in him and he in me, I can do a good thing. I can do a good work. Praise the Lord. We thank God today. Thank God today for his blessings in the name of Jesus. We'll pray and hallelujah. Go on, but we pray that hallelujah, something was said. Encouraging word, whether through a call in, encouraging word, whether you received, unless you have this God, you received that.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Someone that him able to do something about your situation. The other God's only thing they're good for the little G-O-D is to sit on the shelf or to admire. Oh, hallelujah. But
that's it. That's it. Right. That's
it. Is a living God that can do a work. Hallelujah. See, we don't have to mend him up when he get a crack, but he mends us up. Hallelujah. He lifts us up.
Yes.
He strengthens us when we're weak. He gives us strength when we're weary, when our heart would be troubled. For he's the original comforter. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When we pray. Hallelujah. All those, hallelujah, that God have allowed us to be in assembly with, and even all your loved ones, we pray, Father God, strength, protection, hallelujah, his keeping hand, hallelujah, his keeping the one to the only wise God, hallelujah, our Father, hallelujah, that's able to keep us from falling and to present us spotless, hallelujah, with exceeding joy, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, as we pray, Father God in heaven, thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for consecrating our minds that we could understand your word and oh, hallelujah, removing, hindering things that would hinder us. We thank you, Lord, that would cause us to stumble or would cause us to wonder or would call us to go astray. We thank you for your strength, how you are keeping us, not we ourselves, Father, but you are the Almighty, hallelujah, that holds us in the palm of your hand. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for forgiveness, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for being all that you are, our joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our all in all. We thank you. We just want to tell you thank you, Lord, for all that our needs, that you will take care of me if we just seek after you. Bless us to seek thy face, oh, Lord. Bless us continue to love you, oh, Lord. Bless us that we may be a blessing. In Jesus' name, we thank you for all that called, all that prayed, all that played a part in this service this day. And all bless us the rest of the day. Go with us and stand by us and keep us is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Old Kentucky hillbilly, that's all we know what to say when you get in something like this. Wow. Wow, I am joined the presence of the Lord. You know, it's kind of like, how many has ever heard of Jaron Davis? Anybody ever heard of Jaron Davis? I think one of the greatest, one of my favorite songs written was Holy Ground. The first verse, as I walked through the door, I sensed his presence, and I knew this was the place, Brother Simba, where his love abounds. For this is the temple. Jehovah God abides here. I know we're the temple, but I'm going to tell you what, I can feel the presence of the Lord when we walk in this place. We are standing on holy ground. You know it. Sing it with me. And I know that there are angels all around. So let us pray. Let us pray. The second verse too. You see in his presence there is joy. It's beyond all measure. And that his feet on our knees, a peace of mind, it can still be found. Can still be found. I like this. He said, if you have a need, my child, I'll always have for you an answer. Boy, aren't you glad of that today? All you have to do is reach out and claim it. For child, you're standing right here on the holy ground. Right now.
You are King, you are Jehovah. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name. So let us pray. For we are standing, we are standing. Whatever you have need of, ask, because we're in his presence right now. For we are standing in presence. On holy. Give him a hand clap of praise.